Maynard Meyer back out here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby. I've had a chance to walk around the grounds a little bit. Boy, there's a lot going on. A lot of inflatables here, an unbelievable amount of inflatables, and a lot of good food, a lot of 4-H activities. And I wandered over here to the main office. I found Danica Camrath, who is the marketing person for the fair here on the fair board. Danica, good to have you talking with us.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here. Thank you so much for coming.
Saturday is the final day of the fair, and you've got a pretty full slate of events today. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so Saturday night we have the Baja races. So if you've been missing out on those, we're one of the last fairs that do it. So come out and see some kind of dangerous. It's kind of thrilling. So we're very excited for that. We also have a slime studio at 10 o'clock in the morning for the kids. We're very excited
for
that.
Everybody loves slime.
Everybody loves slime. And you know what the best part about the slime studio is? It's not in my house, so I don't have to clean up the mess. We have bounce around inflatables all day. It started around 10 a.m. instead of 1 p.m., so we're very excited about that, and they're open until 9. We have an absolute lineup of food trucks out here. We're very excited. We have Chicken Connection, Guadalupe's, we got lemonade, we got dirty soda, we've got burgers, corn dogs.
Wine slushies, I see.
Who doesn't want a wine slushie? Come on now. I got to get myself one of those later today. We have tomorrow something special going on at the old schoolhouse we're very excited about. We're doing classes every 30 minutes centered around the 250th anniversary of the United States. We're very, very excited about that. We have at 9 a.m. the ribbon auction, and we're also excited. Every year we do the Farmer Share Breakfast. That's put on by a different group in sponsorship of making awareness for the farmers and how much money they actually receive for the crops and the food that they get. So we're very excited to have the Farmers Share Breakfast on Saturday morning. 50 cents to come out and get pancakes, sausage, eggs, juice, and coffee.
All right, that's pretty good for 50 cents.
That's great.
Find that around today.
Absolutely not. My whole family, 50 cents. There's six of us, so I got $3 in. I'm all in.
Yeah, it's good to make people aware of just how much the farmers do get, because it's the middleman and everybody else getting an awful lot of the cut of the groceries these days.
Yeah, well, when you live in a rural community like this, it takes a lot to make stuff like this happen. So we appreciate people taking the time off of work and time out of the field to come and participate at the fair, especially the 4-H kids. Without the 4-H kids, we wouldn't have a fair. So we're very excited to be able to have them and appreciate all that they do and all the 4-H families do to help with the fair. Appreciate everybody who has any kind of volunteer into it.
I know Paul Ramel from Q92 is going to be out here running again, and he loves to eat. And he always asks one of his last questions when he talks to anybody is, what's your favorite fair food? So I'll ask you, what's your favorite fair food?
So I don't eat a lot of fair food, but my daughter, her favorite fair food, this morning she told me it's crispy corn dogs.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I love crispy corn dogs. And cheese curds. Who doesn't love cheese curds? Fair cheese curds are always best.
And many donuts are usually running up there somewhere, so there's a lot of choices.
There's a lot of choices. If you like the grease, we're all in.
Of course, 4-H food stand, if you just want some, you know, a plain old burger and just a main staple meal, they're ready for you.
Yep, they got the walking tacos, the burgers. It's all good. All the food is good around here. Can't complain.
All right, well, Danica, I appreciate you taking a little time to talk to us today. Good luck with the fair. And
thank you so much.
Danica Camrath with the Yellow Medicine County Fair Board out here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby. Come on down.